2. Scene 1. A wood near Athens. Puck and a fairy enter from different directions.
What are you doing here, fairy?
I'm preparing this area of the wood for Titania, the queen of the fairies. She's planning to sleep here tonight.
But my master, Oberon, the king of the fairies, also plans to sleep here tonight. Tell the queen that she can't come here. Oberon is very angry with her and doesn't want to see her. He's angry because she doesn't want to give him the lovely Indian boy in her court. Oberon likes the boy and wants to use him as his messenger. He asked Titania for the boy, but she didn't want to give him to Oberon. Look, here comes Oberon now.
Oh no, Titania is also coming.
Oberon enters with his court, and Titania enters from the opposite direction with her court.
I'm not happy to see you, Titania. I'm still very angry with you.
And I don't want to see you, Oberon. Goodbye.
Wait! Am I not your husband and lord?
Yes, but you aren't being nice to me, and I don't want to be with you. Remember that the people of the earth are suffering while we're separated. The two of us control nature only when we're together. Now the weather is changing all the time. Plants and vegetables aren't growing. Animals are dying, and people are hungry.
You can solve everything very easily. Give me the Indian boy, and I'll be happy.
I can't do that, Oberon. The boy is very special to me, because he's the son of my favorite companion. She died when he was born, and I promise to raise him.
How long will you stay in this wood?
I'll stay until the day after Theseus's wedding. Don't be angry anymore, and spend these nights here with me, Oberon.
Give me the boy, and I'll be with you.
You know that's impossible. Come with me, fairies. I don't want to spend another minute with Oberon.
Titania exits with her court. Oberon turns to Puck.
Puck, you must go and find a special purple flower. The flower is called Love in Waiting. If you put its juice on a sleeping person's eyelids, they will fall in love with the first person or animal they see when they wake. Find one of these flowers and bring it to me quickly.
Yes, Master. I'll circle the world in 40 minutes and find that flower for you.
Puck exits.
I'll put the flower's juice on Titania's eyes while she's sleeping. Then I'll make sure that she'll see an ugly animal, like an ass, when she wakes up. She'll fall in love with it and follow it everywhere. It will be the only important thing in her life. Then I'll ask her for the boy, and she'll give him to me without a problem. After that, I'll give her the antidote to the love juice. She'll be so happy that I cured her that she won't remember the boy. But what's that noise? People are coming. Who are they? I'll become invisible and listen to them.
Demetrius enters. Helena follows him.
Stop following me. I don't love you. I'm trying to find Hermia. She's meeting Lysander here. That's what you told me. I'm being honest with you. I can't love you because I love Hermia.
Yes, and that makes me love you more. I'll follow you everywhere like your dog.
Stop that. I feel ill when I look at you.
And I feel ill when I don't look at you.
I don't want to see you anymore. Leave this place. I'll hurt you if you follow me.
Demetrius exits running.
I don't care if you hurt me, Demetrius. It will be an honour.
Helena exits.
Good luck, sweet woman. I promise you that Demetrius will soon fall in love with you.
Puck enters.
Puck, did you find the flower?
Yes, here it is.
Give it to me. I know where Titania is sleeping. I'll put some of the love juice on her eyes. Now you must take some of the flower juice and search for a sweet Athenian lady. She's in love with a horrible young man called Demetrius. You must put the love juice on his eyelids when he's sleeping. But you must make sure that the first person he sees when he wakes up is that lady. You'll know who he is because he's wearing Athenian clothes. Then meet me here again.
Don't worry, my lord. I'll do exactly as you say.
Oberon and Puck exit.